In a world where action films are dumped in theaters and TV, dead on arrival.
I can't go on living this lie!
You need a hero.
Last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye.
You need a helper.
Hello, hello, nothing to see here.
You need a healer.
That is affirmative.
You need...
We're on the air.
Professor Rick's Action Film Autopsy.
We made it, finally, we're here.
Oh, yeah. It's good to talk to you. Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, yes, lots I want to talk about you, mostly
good,
you.
Good.
I've been a fan of yours forever. Matter of fact, you've been acting pretty much as long as I've been around. And I discovered...
This is 60 years.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 60 years.
66 years.
Yes, about 60 something like that, let's say. Well, not to be exact, but 60 something.
Well, let's start at the beginning. How did you get involved? I read that you had studied to be an architect.
No, I went to Berkeley.
Oh, you went to Berkeley in America?
Yes.
Yeah, but you were born...
I went to Berkeley.
You were born in...
I was born in Shanghai.
Shanghai, you're right.
Yeah, I came over to study architecture. And after I finished, I went home and worked for a few years. But I don't like the atmosphere of that field in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
Because, okay, we were taught that architecture needs to be beautiful,
mm-hmm.
to have something aesthetic. But in Hong Kong, you cannot afford that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, land is so scarce.
No, yeah.
So it's 100% use. That is, you know, that is the thing they want. And it's not what we were taught.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got frustrated, and then something happened that somebody looked for me, because I work in a movie when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then after so many years, go to Berkeley and come back and work for 3 more years. That's about 9 years time. And then somebody called me and want me to be in the picture.
Hmm.
So I said, well, why not? And why not? So I did that. Because at first, when I look at myself, when I was making a movie in a very, very young age, I didn't think that I have the talent to do that,
mm-hmm.
to be an actor.
Hmm.
So I went to school in Berkeley. But afterwards, somehow I fell in love with
mm-hmm.
acting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it got hooked, you know.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and then it just go on and on and on and.
And all along.
Yeah, it's been 60 years.
Yes, you've spanned the entire history of Hong Kong action film and now Chinese action film.
It started.
Yeah.
And I was in it already. And then it improved till now, which is unique.
Yes.
As far as a Kung Fu picture is concerned, Hong Kong is unique.
Oh, yes. You know, when I started writing my first book on Hong Kong Kung Fu movies, when I first took a plane to Hong Kong to meet...
Oh, you fly over?
Oh, yes, many times.
Okay.
But the first time, I was in business class.
Yeah.
And the only other person in business class... was Quan Ta King.
Who?
Quan Ta King, who starred as Wong Fei Hung in the movies you were in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
But he didn't know any English. So you're the first.
No, he doesn't speak English at all.
No. But you're the first person I've ever spoken to who knows English, who were in those Wong Fei Hung movies.
Most probably, yes.
Who? Tell me about your character in those films, Ling Wan Gai.
From?
You played one character in all those movies, right?
Yeah.
Who was that?
He's one of his disciples.
Ah, you were the disciple, yes.
Yes, one of his disciples. Okay. Actually, it started with Chou Dakwa,
mm-hmm.
And then that would be his big disciple, his first disciple,
mm-hmm.
And I was just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a later one.
Yeah, but you were listed as the second lead in most of the credits of the films I found that you the Wong Fei Hung films that you were in.
that's put this way. I shouldn't.
Oh.
They shouldn't do that. They should put Sekin.
Oh yeah. Well.
Yeah, the villain.
Yes. Oh yes.
He's always there.
Mm-hmm.
He's always against Wong Fei Hung.
Mm-hmm. What was
he
like?
Should be the. As far as I'm concerned, I think he should be the second.
Oh yes. What was it like working with Quan Ta King and Shi Qian, who played the villain?
Well, he's a very 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 strict man and person.
Mm-hmm.
Very strict, very much, well, more or less like Wong Fei Hung.
Mm-hmm.
He's a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at that time. The choreography of the fight scene and things like that, not so mature.
Mm-hmm.
He and Sekin, the villain,
mm-hmm.
they do their own choreographing.
Oh.
Because both of them know kung fu.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the fighting scenes are done by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way the old days do it.
Mm-hmm. They in some of the credits for the later Wong Fei Hung movies you were in, they listed La Kal Yong and Simon Yun as choreographers as well. Did they teach you some moves or kung fu or techniques?
Yeah. Actually, I do you know Lao Ka Leong?
Yes.
Tong Gai?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, they started the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, they learned it from, there's an American film, the Pebble, I forgot, it's about a gunboat in the Yangtze River.
The sand pebbles.
Sand pebble, exactly. Mm-hmm. They brought along some people.
Mm-hmm.
When before that, we didn't know that the way to do. The way to hit people is there's a certain way to hit people, and they react, and it feels real.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that.
Hmm.
And the two of them learned this kind of technique from Sam Pemple.
Oh wow!
Actually, it started from there.
Hmm.
And then they improvise, they improve. They do all sorts of things, they experience. They work in a Cantonese movie. And then later, they go into Shaw Chow Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started, the whole thing started.
Yes. Did you ever work at the Shaw Brothers?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
My first film is with them.
Ah.
Yeah, with them. And I didn't like myself. Oh. As I'm concerned, I'm no good. I don't think I have the talent to be an actor. So that's why I left the circle and I come to Berkeley.
But you did do a lot of films, and you also did a lot of television, a lot of kung fu.
A lot. Actually, television helps a lot because television, when you finish one scene, through the monitor you look at yourself, and then you say, well, maybe I should do it that way, the other way. So the next one you try again, and then I said, well, it doesn't work. And then you try again, making a lot of mistakes, and you improve. You learn a lot from that. Because at that time, movies, you have to, it's film.
Yeah.
You got to be developed before you can look at it.
Did you?
Television, through the monitor, you see everything.
And you can improve.
Then you improve.
Ah.
When you want to improve, you have the means to want to improve. Then you fell in love with the thing.
Awesome. Did you train in martial arts at all?
Not very earnestly, but you do.
Yes,
you do.
You have to do what they ask you to do.
You have to.
Shows,
yeah. Because some of the action they ask for, you have to know something about it before you can do it. I don't train very hard, but you have to train.
Yes,
you have to train.
But you turned into quite the actor, and I find oftentimes the best actors are the best screen kung fu people because they put emotion and character into their action.
Yeah, that's right. Like Jet Li. Okay. It gets into the many different styles. Like Jackie Chan.
Oh yeah.
It's more comical. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jet Li or people like that. It's more realistic. Yeah. So it deviates into different styles, and that's why it's getting to be so interesting.
Yes.
It's so many difference, and yet originated from the same movement. Isn't it?
So you've done all these Kung Fu TV series, and then in the 70s, I see that you're credited with writing and directing, I think, two movies.
Three
movies. There we go. So
that directing, very interesting.
Yes.
Very, very interesting. But too so demanding.
Yes.
Especially in Hong Kong, where the director has to care for everything. Okay. In the later days I worked in Hollywood, I find that so many people help the director. But I think Chinese people, hard for Chinese people to work with other people. So most of the directors are very dominating. They want what they want.
Oh yes.
May not be the right thing, but that's the way they work. I mean, in Hong Kong.
Well, in the mid '80s, you worked with John Woo.
I think that's John Woo's heydays.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
You were in four of his movies, weren't you? Better Tomorrow.
Yeah. Practically all his better ones, I mean.
Yes, that's right. Better ones.
The better ones.
Can you remember any fun stories about those experiences?
Yeah, we talk. We talk a lot. We have different opinions on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he accepts my idea, and sometimes he rejects it, which is his right to do so.
Oh yeah.
And I'm glad that we can talk.
Yes.
It's difficult in the Chinese movies.
Oh yeah.
Difficult to talk to talk technically. With the director,
mm-hmm.
As I said, director, they want what they want.
Yeah,
they don't listen to people. John Woo did.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Jai, De Long, myself, which and Leslie, John Kuo Wing. Mm-hmm. Almost everyone. Have involved the foreigners. Many times we sit together and quarrel. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how close we were at those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was it? What was it like using guns rather than fists?
Beg your pardon?
I mean, on the John Woo movies, you don't fight with your fists and with kung fu. You fight with
guns. No.
Yeah. Was that easier?
I welcome that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. He tried me on different things.
Mm-hmm.
That's another phase of my movie career.
Mm-hmm.
This is another stage,
right?
Which John leads me into.
Mm-hmm.
I go deeper into the thing.
Yes. Chow Yun Fat.
Yeah, because we talk.
Chow Yun Fat told me some stories about getting injured on John Woo's films because a lot of explosions and things.
Yeah, always. The explosions too so close. So close to him. And John Woo's so demanding. He wants that.
Yeah.
So bound to happen. Bound to get injured.
Did you get injured?
Oh yeah, everybody.
Everybody got injured. Oh wow!
but the thing is, the effect come out so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yeah,
we all of us think it's worth it.
Oh wow!
As long as it's not too bad.
Not too bad. What was
not too bad?
What was the worst injury you got?
Well, okay. The thing explodes very close to the eye.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, that's it.
Okay.
Okay. On the body, it's okay. It's not bad. It's not bad. But on the eye, it's bad.
Not good. Yeah. You're not permanently injured, right? There was just
the possibility of permanent injury.
Oh boy.
Almost all of us are willing to do it. Of course, we that's calculated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's planned. So accidents do happen.
Yeah. Oof. How was it like with Jackie Chan? You were on.
Oh yeah, Jackie. Yeah. Jackie. When I work with him, he's still quite young.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he does. He really did all his son.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked with him.
Yes.
Okay. And in the helicopter scene where he was hanged from the helicopter all over Kuala Lumpur,
mm-hmm.
he did it. He did it all by himself.
Oh.
Very dangerous.
Yes.
I was up in. I was sitting up on the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, if you stop moving, no motion, then I'll get the helicopter down. That means you're telling me that you're tired.
Good.
I mean, he just go on and go on and go on, and most probably he get injured.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's safety lines and everything, and yet he hangs down about 20 feet from the helicopter,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, it's no small matter.
No, it's not.
No small matter. And then he has to crash into, you know, signboards and all kind of thing. So if you're tired, you cannot hang on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bad.
Yes.
And I told him, okay, you know, don't be a hero.
Mm.
You're tired, just don't move. Then I'll get the helicopter down.
Great.
And many times he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Because every scene you have to do a lot of takes.
Yes.
You cannot do it on the first take.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very tiring thing.
Sure.
Very tiring thing. And then that is something he hasn't done before.
Mm-hmm.
He has not do that. Yeah, he can he can somersault, he can do a lot of things, but just by hanging there, there's both. There's the height, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The helicopter, you know, might not, not steady.
Right.
You never know what happens. So it's, but he did them all by himself, and then nothing is Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle Yeoh.
Mm-hmm.
She's some girl.
She is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's some girl, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does all her stunt by herself.
Yep.
Like the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping onto the train.
Right.
Wow. Dangerous, so dangerous.
Yes.
So dangerous.
But I tell you,
I think the final scene is not by her.
Oh yeah,
she cannot do it.
She's not crazy.
Yeah, I mean, just really, if you do it just like two sons like that by yourself, you're crazy.
Yeah,
you how can you do that? You know.
And she's
he tried a couple of times, not successful. So somebody has to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he's trained his whole life. She trained as a dancer and a model.
Okay,
so she's
that is why.
Yeah,
a dancer. Her movement is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That incorporated into the kung fu movement, like the Crouching Tiger,
mm-hmm.
when she fought with Jiang Qiyi,
mm-hmm.
that was a beautiful, beautiful fighting scene, wasn't it?
Yes.
And both of them used different weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And the choreographer, Nick Batye, he did some many Hollywood film thing.
Yes, we're getting to that next, because the next time you worked with
that's the thing.
Yeah.
What's his English name?
Yun Wu Ping.
Yun Wu Ping Ma. Yun Wu Ping. Yeah, Yun Wu Ping. That's right.
Right.
We called him. But yeah, the eighth master.
Mm-hmm.
His father is very famous.
Yes, he worked.
He's shooting.
He worked on those.
He worked in the Wong Fei Hung film.
Right.
Always bullheaded.
Oh, always bullheaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows what he wants.
Oh yeah. He trained all his sons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Ba Jie is one of them.
Yeah, the whole Yu family.
Ba Jie's got brain.
Mm-hmm.
He can think.
Mm-hmm.
The others only action, but Ba Jie, yeah, think.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah, that's why he can think of all these really really crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So,
but you have to think of this. You have to be able to think of this crazy thing to be a good. Yeah?
Yes. I mean, in Hong Kong, in China, the choreographer, the action director is as important on these kind of films as the drama director. So they have to come up with some very clever, involving things.
Yeah.
Then you go to work with Chow Yun-fat and Jackie Chan on American movies. And Chow Yun-fat again was telling me how especially his wife loved working in America more than working in Asia because it was much less dangerous and much nicer.
For a wife, definitely. Yeah, who wants to endanger the husband?
Right.
But in China, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they
care less about safety, isn't it?
Yes, and when you were with Chow Yun-fat in The Replacement Killers, and with Jackie Chan in Rush Hour 2, they would never let a gun go off near your eye, would they?
No.
Yeah,
it won't. What won't happen here? Won't happen here.
Did you like it better? Did you like it better when they treated you more carefully?
No, let's put it this way. Of course you like it, but we are so used to the way we work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
We take it for granted that it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. And the Hong Kong films are more exciting. They're certainly more exciting than the American ones.
Okay. In America, everything planned, well planned.
Mm-hmm.
In China, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And anything they can think of, come up, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
On set. Right?
Yep.
Have you come to the set in China?
Oh yes, I've been in Hong Kong sets, China sets, and American sets. I'll be coming to the set of the movie that you're working on now next week.
Are you coming over here?
Yeah, I won't be coming this week. I'll be coming. I think you leave on Thursday.
I'm leaving on the 21st.
Yes, I'm probably going to come after that. Unfortunately.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Fine.
That's why we're talking on the phone.
Oh, okay. That's good. It's very interesting thing. I saw his first one,
mm-hmm.
the last one.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
A lot of fun. Visually very fun. Yep. A lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think he's doing this very similar thing in this one.
Yes.
In different location, but very similar stuff. It can work.
Yes,
really?
Absolutely.
It can work.
Now, I'm a big fan of James Bond, and so when I went to see Die Another Day, and there you are, as the father of the main villain.
Yeah.
That was thrilling. It was great to see you. Do you also like James Bond? Was it great to be cast in that movie? What was one of your favorite memories of working on the James Bond movie?
James Bond. Okay.
Yes?
It's such a big thing.
Yeah?
Yep. They flew me to London 3 times in first class.
Hmm.
And one time with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
We live in very, very expensive places.
Right.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yes.
But unfortunately, I think Die Another Day is not one of the better ones.
No, it made a lot of money, and you were very good, but it wasn't one of the best.
Well, the thing is, when you cast. In 007, they only cast you once.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. No more repeat.
Yep.
You won't be in it anymore.
Yep. They do repeat actors.
That's their principle.
Yeah, but not you.
Yeah.
But you.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, you've been in 200 television shows, more than 200.
It's Hong Kong. It's Hong Kong. I did that. You work every day, television, movie. You practically work 2-3 movie at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during those days. So 200, not that many, really.
Well, no, but you're still working, and you're 79 now, right?
I'm 83.
You're 83.
I born in 1934.
Oh, I was told you were born in 1938. You were born in 1934.
I was really
Hollywood.
I wonder myself how I can do it.
Amazing. And you're still
really
working.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's you must love it. You do, don't you?
Yeah,
you really love it. But anyway, you've lived and worked in China and in Hong Kong and America through many years of change. How would you compare working in Hong Kong before 1997 and the way they make movies now after 1997?
Now, okay. Before... The earlier ones, budget very small,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because market very small. So so a lot of things has to be, you have to compromise with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You take a lot of things for granted. It's more of a personal thing. It involved more personally.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, for everybody.
Yeah.
Not yet really an industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more on a friendly basis.
Mm-hmm.
More on a human side is more.
Mm-hmm.
So I like those days.
Yeah,
I like those days.
But you're still going.
Because as far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. a movie is human.
Yeah.
Equipment, of course, very important, but. Mm-hmm. But the human element is so important.
Yes.
Nowadays, it's less.
Yes, more equipment, less human.
More equipment, more.
Special effect.
Laser effect. Yeah, special
right.
effect.
Right.
That's bad. I don't like that.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, it's definitely an improvement, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of times they abuse it.
Yeah, very much.
They use too much of it.
Yeah.
Of course, that makes it easy.
Yes.
And it makes it more simple. But I don't know. I don't know. Well, I still like the old days. Yeah.
Well, is there anything you haven't done that you want to do? Is there still something, some goal? I mean, you directed, you've acted, you've written. Is there anything else you want to do that you haven't done yet?
No, I'm thinking about doing something. Mm-hmm. Okay. The population, old people.
Mm-hmm.
More.
Yeah.
They live longer.
Oh, yeah.
Problem.
Mm-hmm.
Problem with old people. old people versus the society. Old people with the children.
Mm-hmm.
Old people with each other. Old people with old people. Old people with new invention, like the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things that old people encounter which it's different from old days.
Yeah.
And we have to cope. Many times we don't know how to cope.
Yeah.
A lot of things can happen. It can be dramatic. I'd like to do something on that side of things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of nowadays, quite a few old people film.
Mm-hmm.
Good ones.
Yes.
Especially in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Very good ones. Very touching. Very. It brings out the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be able to solve it, but they expose the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And make people think.
Yes, illuminate things.
Yes.
Yep.
A lot of Chinese small budget thing. In China, they tried.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are good. They're good too. For example, an old fellow with a grandson that returned from the States.
Yes.
With a father immigrated to USA and the grandson came back to visit the old grandfather in China.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of possibility in that.
Yes.
Some of them did one or two some things like that. It came out okay.
Mm-hmm.
Came out okay.
There's always
room. I'd like to see more. I'd like to do one of them.
That'd be great.
I'd like to do one of them.
You'd be great as well. So you never thought of retiring. You're not planning on retiring ever, are you?
If I'm able, why not?
Why not? Exactly. Well put.
Why not?
Well put.
It's fun to work with the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It's fun to work with creative people, whatever their age is.
Yeah. But I'm not even want them to be a creative. I don't care whether they're creative or not. But as far as they're young, they think.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That is good enough for me.
It's good enough for me if it's good enough for you.
Yeah, because you work with them, you feel young.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
You sort of, more or less, get your energy back.
Yes, very good. And Kung Fu helps too.
No, kung fu no more, kung fu. Cannot do it. And then every time you have sending or have a stuntman doing it for you, not my cup of tea.
Right.
Not really my cup of tea.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, like Jiang Pui Pui. You know Jiang Pui Pui?
Not by that name. I probably know who you're referring to, but not by
Pui Pui is his Shaw brother.
Yeah. Huh?
Very 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 big.
Mm-hmm.
With Crouching Tiger, she's old.
Yes, Chang Pei Pei is what
Chang Pei Pei. That's right.
Sure, I've met her.
Yeah, very very good friend of mine.
Oh, wonderful.
We are very close. My wife and Pei Pei, very very close.
Oh, that's awesome.
So very recently, she did do a lot of action thing, which nearly killed him.
Oh, really?
Dear. I mean, how can you take?
Yeah.
Come on, let's face it. We can't do it physically.
Well, if it's Tai Chi or Qigong, which is the internal styles, you can do it, but not that aggressive external martial kind.
But officially, you know, Qigong, Huaqian. Okay, what you do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very difficult to show.
To communicate, yes.
Yeah, to be able to project that to the audience. Mm-hmm. But as far as Kung Fu is concerned, it's action.
Mm-hmm.
So physically, we cannot do it. We cannot do it.
No, you can't.
That's simple.
Yeah.
So I cannot do it. I just told him I cannot do it.
That's good, but there's a lot of things you can do because you are a great communicator.
Okay, let's put it this way. All my life, I've worked in this. This gives me a decent life, a decent living, decent standard of living.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about time we do something, we give something back.
Oh, that's great.
Like, for example, I want to stay longer in the States.
Mm.
Because I have a little place in San Francisco. My sister lives there.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, after this, I would love to go over to the West Coast, mm-hmm. stay for a couple of weeks, relax, spend some time with my old sister.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. I'm committed to do something on the
26th. That's right.
I committed to do something on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese Hong Kong new director.
Oh.
Okay? Mm-hmm. No budget. Yeah?
Yeah.
So?
That's what you do.
I try.
You've learned a lot. Well, I mean, it's not, you don't want to be an architect anymore.
No.
You got too good at this.
No time for that. No time for that. And then nowadays, so many new stuff.
Yeah.
The building material, building method, everything's different.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot catch up.
No,
lost track of them.
But everybody still wants your experience and your knowledge and your skill, and that's very flattering. Exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Nowadays. Okay. When I get an offer from Hong Kong, in a Hong Kong movie directed by a Hong Kong people, a young guy, I can do it. I will do it. I will definitely do it.
Right.
Regardless of anything, I don't ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
The monetary reward, I got it from China.
Mm-hmm.
Hong Kong, I just give.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But in China, I take.
Oh.
Because money is all they have.
Right. Oh, mm-hmm.
Why not?
I understand.
Yeah?
Yep.
That's my way of thinking now.
It's been earned. I understand it.
Yeah.
Well, it's an incredible pleasure to be able to talk to you. I really, I'm really sorry.
I could talk to you face to face, but
that's it.
Something wrong with your teeth. What happened?
Oh, well, I was supposed to come in tomorrow, and I don't. Well, I'm recording this for a podcast, so I won't tell you the woe of. I had a little dental issue, so I can't come in tomorrow. But it's wonderful talking to you now, and hopefully we will talk face to face sometime soon.
Yeah. You mentioned Fatai. You talked to him in Hong Kong?
No, I've talked to him in Hong Kong also. I've talked to him in America.
Oh, yeah. When it's over here, doing the pirate thing?
Hmm. Oh, no, I didn't talk to him
during the Caribbean pirate thing?
No, he came. We talked the first time when we were having a special event for him at a movie theater in New York called the Film Forum. And we had a big party for him, and that was the first time I talked to him. I also met him. I met him at the same time that I met John Woo, which was the day before A Better Tomorrow opened in Hong Kong. Then I was in Hong Kong. And that was way back then in the 80s.
Oh, that was way back then. Yeah. Yes, right. That's right.
But I didn't meet you. I met John Woo and I met Chow Yun-Fat then.
Oh, okay. You seen him in L.A.?
No, I have not seen him in L.A. I just saw him in the movies. I saw him in a couple of movies that he made recently, but I haven't seen him in many years.
Yeah. Well, Face Off is good, yeah?
Well, Face Off is great. I mean, he's done so many great films. But
yeah, that is one of his best.
Oh, yeah, he's just a terrific actor, but then again, so are you. Let's not talk about you. Let's talk about you. Anyway, thank you so much again for talking. I look forward
thank
to
you.
Seeing you sometime soon.
Well, the phone gave us a lot of trouble, but
yes, it was.
Finally we can talk, which I'm happy about that.
Me too. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All righty.
Yes, nice to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, hope to see you sometime.
Me too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, break it up. Break it up. For now.
You don't give up, do you?
Listen in next time for more Film Fun, Frenzy, and Friends. Until then, check out actionfilmautopsy.com where the excitement never ends.
Sonic Victory.